Top of the morning.
Talk radio.
We on the morning drip, dripping this morning with Suleiman Bey. I hope y'all all right out there. We on the morning drip this morning with Suleiman Bey. I hope y'all all right out there. I'm trying to get all my vocals and stuff together right now. Y'all know sometimes I still be I'm trying to percolate. Yeah, I be trying to get myself together. So that's what I'm doing right now. I hope y'all all right out there. It's Friday, Jumu'ah. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Shalom. However you say, you know, your greetings, your salutations in the morning. That's what it is. I hope you're making it to your destination. You feel me? Getting your, solving the puzzle and getting to it. So we're going to get into some things this morning. As usual, we should get into the, what this 13th and 14th Amendment really is. Like, everybody think they free, but there's real bondage going on right in front of us. There's real bondage going on right in front of us. And it's under these slave laws. And, a lot of times we don't understand that. You got to be a victim of it to understand it and be able to bless your people and come back and breathe on them about it. You feel me? So that's what it is. It's open bondage on us. And we like, we don't see it. Shit, but the whole prison system is filled up with us, the black and the brown. This is all indigenous people up in there to the land. That's who they got captive in their own land. You feel me? So Martin Luther King told us, he said, man, the black man finds himself exiled in his own home. And now you're not only exiled, you enslaved in your own home, conquered. And we don't understand that. We don't want to look at it like that. Oh, what are you talking about? What's Suleiman talking about? Conquered. Yeah, the conquered people. That's what that is, a conquered people under subjugation in your own land. And when you look at it, you got to look at the demographics of it. You got to look at how the police patrol through the area. But when you go across the tracks of town where the Europeans at, they don't patrol up there. You feel me? So who they protecting the servant? Who enters, they protecting the servant? So that's the thing about it right there. And those are hired officials. Those are hired mercenaries. And that's what they are. That's why they shooting black people down. Black don't mean nothing. Black lives matter. That black life don't matter. Black dollars matter. How you spend your money matter. But your life don't matter to them, because they're going to make money off you dead or alive. See, that's the whole thing about that. So that's what this is about this morning. We on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip. Suleiman Bey, drip, drip, drip. Yeah, we're going to drip, drip on through there. And get to this and do this. So we're going to be focusing on the prison industry. First, let me give out some, listen, check us out at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group and over at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. The Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group is where you can get your do-it-yourself e-books. Got features over there on them e-books to help you out with credit and business formation. When I'm talking about business formation, I'm talking about business formation where you get funded. Not business formation where you funding all everything for your business. That's people got it all too. Go get your little EIN and then file with the state, and then you start doing business. But you the one got to make it pop. You making it pop. Man, that ain't what I'm talking about right there. That's the black way to do business. I'm talking about, I'm on this European hustle. I'm on a wealth mission, a super health mission. I'm trying to get to the real bag. You feel me? Y'all playing games. I'm trying to get to what's under the earth, the diamonds, the silver, the platinum, the gold, the, yeah, uranium, the, all that type of stuff, the coal, the real assets. That's what I'm trying to get to. So that's what you need to focus on, man. And we playing these little games around here and not understanding when you form a business, you want a business to fund you. Yeah, you want a business fund you. If you have it coming off the press right, if you have it funded right, if you have it formed right, man, they're going to be sending you, hey, you want some credit? Hey, here you go. Yeah. And it don't take no time. You're just setting it up right 3 months. Bam. Look at that. 6 months. Bam. You're like, whoa. Man, a year? Oh, man, you fabulous. Yeah, see, you coming off the press. Yeah, I mean, you got people sitting around here been doing business for years, 14 years. Yeah, 13, 14 years. And got a lick of business credentials, and they give them way more business credit than anything, 10 times, 100 times more. So that's what you got to understand, the definitions of what's going on. The United States is a federal corporation, and the United States is only certain parts of this. You think that it's all the 50 states, but it's not. It's the 10 square miles, the District of Columbia, and it's territories and enclaves. That means U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, you know, the Northern Mariana Islands, stuff like that, okay? Then within their enclaves and forts and stuff like that would be their National Guards and any buildings they need to erect for their military stuff. So the state capitals, that's their jurisdiction. Each state in the capital in the state, that's in their jurisdiction. But when you go outside of that, see, you got natural land, you're in natural time, natural people. You remember, you got to remember, it's a state. It's a state, then it's the United States, and then it's, you got the people. So you got to understand where do you fit. So according to all of us, we black. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Okay, so 13th Amendment. I'm going to pull it out for y'all's sake, but I know it. So the 13th Amendment says anyway, that you can't have slavery, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, okay, is prohibited unless you've been duly convicted. So we're going to get into that, okay? Y'all think that your folks been duly convicted. Jim Bob did this. Joe Blow did that. Oh, they said he did this. They got him for this. They got him for that. Okay, so let's see. Let's see. That's what the part that they show you. They didn't show you that they was just really on top of the horse with the hood on, yee-hawing, being a rebel. He shooting up in the air with a rope, rolling a rope ready to catch you and hey, slang you over a tree. That's all it is. That's all it is. They playing release and catch. They just having a good old time, the good old boys. Just like the Duke's boys, Stone said, just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Yeah, that's what they doing. Old Jesse and Joe and Bo Luke. Luke Duke, that's what they doing. They being rebels. So the 13th Amendment, 1865, oh, they freed the slave. They stopped the institution of slavery. They abolished the institution of slavery. Under the institution of slavery, you was a Negro, however they wanted to say it. Okay, they called it a different, I don't like to say that word, but that's they called you, use a N, okay, and however else they wanted to term you. So and they was master. Right? They was master. And everything that we went in, yes, sir, and master, yeah, and you couldn't eat here and you couldn't do all that, okay? So when the institution was abolished, that means anybody in their right mind would go back to what they was prior to that. If you wasn't an N-word, if you wasn't, you know, a darkie or whatever, coon or colored or whatever the terminology they change, Negro, Black, colored, Afro-American, whatever one you want to pick that they give you. Okay. You were supposed to say, oh, here you go. You're supposed to strip out them clothes like you in R&D. You were getting released. Man, I don't want none of this shit. Let me take all this shit off. Here you go. Get all these clothes. I can walk out of here in a paper suit. Yeah, I am. I have a ride. I'm who I am now. And see, people don't understand that. They don't do that. So you got to take them measures. That's a measure I took. Man, that's a measure I took. I studied my people, studied. I said, man, after doing all this time, is you go sit back and not put into effect what you know, what you learn. If you not going to put that into effect, what you know and what you learn, then hell, you might as well have stayed there. You waiting the whole time to get free, to free yourself and seeing the system, seeing it. You reading and studying. Listen, they told me the penitentiary could be a playground for a fool or a college for a wise man. Man, I turned that into a college. Shit, for 14 years, you're supposed to have a PhD. Yeah, I do bear witness to that. You feel me? So what do you study? What are you looking at? Man, you want to study what they doing. How they on top like that? What they got going on? What type of agreement they came to? How did they do it? Because they babies. They got to be babies because, hell, they don't got no melanin to even stay on top of the sun. So, I mean, they only been doing the business for a little while. And you only been a Negro for a little while since 1700s. So, I mean, that's small when you were ancient people. So everything they learned, somebody that had to teach it to them. So you got to go back and look and say, damn, what happened? You got to study world history, religions, all this bullshit, all these shenanigans they done gave us to throw us off the trail, to throw us off the strength, off the scent. all this fool's gold that we chase in this Monopoly game. It's the game of Monopoly. Y'all never played Monopoly? Man, I get off on people Monopoly because you know why? They don't understand the system of Monopoly. See, you running around here holding on to your money, skinning and grinning, and every block, every little block that you get ready to roll them denites on, if somebody got a lick right there waiting to hit on you. Yeah, they fit the ching-ching you out. And you sitting around there skinning and grinning trying to hold on, or you trying to buy every color on the board? You trying to go around, you trying to get this one spot. Oh, I got one. Oh, I'm cool, I'm cool. Oh, I got another one. Oh, you just holding on to your money. You fool. What? Man, listen, I don't care about owning no whole lot on the board. I don't need to own no whole block. I just need one piece of the block. Because if I own one piece of any one of them colors, can't nobody else bip, bop, or fart without me. I got an interest. You see that? And if I got enough interest around the board, then guess what? I could wheel and deal to wiggle my way around the board without having to pay. Why you rolling the dice? Every time you rolling the dice, you nervous. You scared to death. Ooh, you scared to death. You scared because you know you got to kick in. Or you think you waiting to hit the little free parking or the community chest or the chance. Oh, that shit, man, you ain't getting nothing out of there. Them little coins they give you. So it's just understanding the philosophy, going around, and then being able to do business with other people. Okay, I see when to move, when not to move, when to do business, when to put houses on, when to not, and work your way into the system. But you got to be a part of it. You can't be on the sideline, not owning nothing. You got to understand guns and butter, baby. What's guns and butter? You got to understand what is people tomorrow trying to get rich. Okay, go ahead. You can have riches. You can have the riches. I'm trying to get for family wealth. This generational wealth jumping off. Man, these people putting generational wealth back off our backs. That's what they've been doing, stuff that you don't understand, bonded. And then they putting our people in prison, and you saying this, oh, it's justified. The war on prison put them in prison. Man, they putting black people in prison. Ain't no black people in the United Nations. They don't got no seat at the United Nations. Ain't no black flag. The only black flag is for raid. It's for roaches. Where you see a black flag at? They don't got no black flag. The black flag is represented by the red, white, and blue flag. And that same red and white and blue flag is the same rebel flag that they was hooting and hollering and reveling, hanging you up on. It's just they symbolism. You don't see it? It's fluent in all 50 states. Why? Because it's a union now, a more perfected union, where they can enslave you through all 50 states. They could transfer you from any state to any prison, federally or stately. You state property, federal property. Out the gate. You was out the gate from that, from the birth certificate. So that's another topic for you guys to understand, but it all coincides. What is this 13th Amendment? What you mean? Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as a punishment for crime. Well, hold on. Whereof the party shall have been duly convicted. That's what we're going to get to. Shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Hold on. Then Section 2 says, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Well, I'll be damned, Jim. It sounds to me like Congress, the new slave owner. Everybody sitting in the penitentiaries waiting on Congress. I just remember it all the time. Man, waiting on Congress. Man, you big dummy. You big dummy, like Red Fox used to say. You big dummy. Man, Congress, you got to read. You got to read. They never gave us the Constitution. That's another thing. The whole food system, instead of you rushing to send your kid, got to send them to school because you think you got to go work and do all this, to the public food system where they don't even teach the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. Why they don't teach that? Because they don't want you to know who you are. They don't want you to know how they operate and what they're guided by. That way they could just be rebels. But you don't see it. If you want to see yourself out, all you got to do is study the Constitution because they bound by oath of affirmation to that. They bound by oath of affirmation. Quit talking about, oh, my constitution, my man, you ain't a party to that contract. But they is. They took an oath and affirmation to be in their position. That means they supposed to uphold it. But since you don't know it, you can't affirm it and make them stand on it. See, I bear witness to the truth of that. So neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as a punishment for crime. Well, damn, if Congress is the one that's making the power to enforce, has the power to enforce this legislation, this article, through appropriate legislation, that means Congress the one setting up the crime scenes. Yeah, they determining what your black ass is a crime. So then that'll go back to, we going back to the black code laws now. Google that. Y'all have access to all this stuff. Google that, the black code laws, 1724. You're going to see where it originated from, and you're going to see it's the same laws that they putting on us now. You can't congregate. You can't bit by before. You can't do nothing without them putting the fine or lien, a claim on you. They want to put a lien on everything I own. 10 million was the last check. I got one now. Yeah, I got one now. Yeah, pay my check, my lien. Yeah, for your unlawful arrest, your unlawful detention. Yeah, your due process, violating due process, all kinds of stuff, obstruction of justice, coercion, all the stuff that they do in these corporations and municipalities, the state of, man, if you in the state of California or the state of Texas or the state of Louisiana and it was versus you, man, you was in the wrong jurisdiction. Listen here, that they can't be a party. How can they be a party? They're a corporation. You don't understand that they're a corporation. That's why they stick an attorney on you. I don't care if you hire one. They stick one on you. They all a part of the same system. Then they represent you. No, they represent you. They represent you to the court as somebody else. Now you an adepter. You in a debtor position instead of a natural person. You out in the whole jurisdiction, and you missing it. So so what they did is, how can you get duly convicted? You got to have a lawful warrant, a Fourth Amendment lawful warrant to be convicted. This is what you got to have. You got to have a Fourth Amendment lawful warrant to be duly convicted. That means you have to have a what? You have to have an injured party. Who the injured party? That means you have to be, because that's the right to face your accuser, right? And then they have to sign an affidavit under penalty of perjury. That's right. Can't you, man, what the corporation going to talk for? It got to be somebody that's going to swear, hell, and bound themselves. If they lie, they going down. It got to be under signed under the penalty of perjury, and then it got to be signed and sealed by Article 3 judge. And signed and sealed, and when you see a signed and sealed warrant, it's going to have that, that imprint, that seal, that red, thick imprint on there. You go, no, it's lawful. Man, they just put some paper in there and put your name on there, all caps it on there, put some stuff up in the system, and it was never a lawful arrest, and it never went to a lawful court. And you thought you was in the right jurisdiction. But the original jurisdiction for that, the original jurisdiction for that is in the Supreme Court, and we'll get to that. The original jurisdiction for us is this, always the Supreme Court. So the first thing is this. Okay, in Article 6 of the Constitution, it says, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. That means if your state constitution or any constitution that you got ain't in congruency in line with this, it ain't gonna hold up. It's bogus, Jack. That's what that means. And did you hear what it said? It said, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States. Now, people ask that question about the treaties. Okay, well, they got a bunch of treaties. They got international treaties with different nations, whether it's British, Morocco, England, however you want to say it. They got different treaties on internationally, and they got international treaties inside the nations because of the tribes, our ancestors, our foremothers and fathers. That's who the de jure government is here. Y'all don't understand that. We've been usurped, suppressed. We under military occupation. You could look at it however you want to. You could say what you want to, Jack. You under military occupation. And that's just what it is. That's why they fly the war flag. That's why they fly the war flag. So you got all 50 states with this Union flag in the state. But wait a minute. Wait a minute, Mr. Suleiman. Each state got their own flag, too. If you in California, it's the bear. Yeah, it's the bear. What'd it tell you? It says the California Republic. Oh, excuse me, it says the California Republic. Oh, what is he talking about, man? I'm a Democrat. Oh, I'm a Democrat. Okay, well, if you're a Democrat, then you out of pocket, because Article 3 of the Constitution, remember, this is the supreme law of the land, Section 4 says, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government. Okay, y'all got it all confused. Every state constitution, if you read the Bill of Rights, it guarantees them a Republican form of government. Nah, yeah, and you want to know what that means? Okay, well, pick up your Black Law, man. Order y'all some Black Law dictionaries, man. That's how you get yourself free, man. Get you some Black Law dictionary, man. That's what you need, Black Law dictionaries, and you need to read, study the Constitution and how they constructed themselves in doing this business. Man, I hope y'all all right out there, man. I hope my boys on Buddy and them listening down there in Alabama, too. I ain't seen y'all check in. I hope y'all doing well down there, man, and studying. Let's go to see... Bless the family down there in Mobile. Yeah, down there in Mobile. I see y'all. And Republic. And now we, a lot of prisoners deal with us through Legal Empowerment Group. Through Legal Empowerment Group, they blow the phones up. I'm surprised they ain't call now. We put them on. Yeah, let them tell you about the conditions in the prison. See, that's what people don't want to tell you. Got your folks sitting up in there. They sniffing all that black mold, artificial air, artificial light on all night, all day, beaming on them. Windows broke out. Yeah, just terrible conditions. Rodents running around, droppings. Yeah, mold in the shower. That's the breed conditions. It breed conditions. You breathing it, it's messing up your brain, your DNA, your session. Yeah, I bear witness to that stuff. I mean, you come home, you start forgetting stuff, start not remembering stuff as well. And you don't understand what you in there breathing. Asbestos, lead paint on the walls. Yeah, the water is infested in brown. Yeah, see, people don't advocate for that. See, people don't know on the other side. They think you in a better place. They think you was did justice to send you up in there. No, I'd rather have eye for eye. If you steal, cut off your damn hand. Yeah, if you do something bad, whatever you do, eye for eye. All that sending a person and locking them up in these cages, it's inhumane. It's definitely inhumane, and that's what I'm here to talk to you about. So a republic is a system of government in which the people hold sovereign power and elect representatives who exercise that power. Well, hold on, they're talking about, well, hold on. Now he's talking about, oh, sovereign. These people are talking about sovereign people. Hold on, they try to put labels on certain people in certain moves. Man, the king is sovereign. The queen is sovereign. Well, who are you? Are you a peasant? Are you a monarch or a king or something? Well, who are you? What is your bloodline? See, that's the difference. They don't want you to talk that language when you talk about sovereign. So it just said a republic is a system of government in which the people hold sovereign power and elect representatives who exercise that power. So how you know you're in the military occupation? This is how you know. In the black, so-called black communities, in the hoods, in Latin, when I say black, I'm talking about all the Moors, all the melanated people, because I don't have time to just break it down and say Cuban, Mexican communities, or I'm Puerto Rican community. When I just say black, I'm talking about all the melanated, the dark, the brown communities. The people who enforce your communities are not elected officials. The police of your city is not elected official. The sheriff is elected official. You watch Barney Rubble, you watch any of those old Barney Fife movies, Huckleberry, whatever they call it, Andy Griffin and all that, it's always been the sheriff, man. They going to get the sheriff, man. All the cowboy western movies, they going to get the sheriff, man. That's the elected official, man. That's who the people elect to wield the power, man. That's why the sheriff, he could dip through all the jurisdictions. See, y'all don't understand that, but them other municipality police, the city of this, the city of that, the police, man, they ain't nothing but hire mercenaries held to keep you down for the corporation's business. Yeah, because they're not elected officials by the Constitution. So and then it goes on and says, so remember, republic is a system of government in which the people hold sovereign power and elect representatives who exercise that power. It contrasts on the one hand with a pure democracy in which the people or community as an organized whole wield the sovereign power of government, and on the other with the rule of one person, such as a king, emperor, czar, or sultan. See, it's in opposition to a pure democracy. All this stuff they talk about, a democracy. Man, get out of here. Now, the Constitution just told you it only sanctioned republic. Each state constitution tell you it under sanctioned republic. That's where the people at. So the 14th Amendment. So we understand now they set up the crime scene. So it's obviously you could be enslaved for slavery, because it said neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as a punishment of crime where the party shall have been duly convicted shall exist within the United States or any place to their jurisdiction. So that means if you commit a crime, you could be enslaved or doing voluntary servitude. So in the penitentiaries, a lot of them don't get paid. In the feds, they get a little bit of money. You might get 15 cents, might get 30 cents. If you balling in, you got a block. You might get $1 an hour. Yeah, if you're balling in, you got a block. You might get $1 an hour. But something like that, right? Okay, so it's slavery on one hand and voluntary servitude, but they saying it's justified. How are they justifying it? They saying you committed a crime, Congress said you committed a crime. Okay, so let's go a step further. 1865, that's when they so-called freed the slaves. So you were supposed to make a proclamation declaration. That's what they did. Oh, what you talking about, Moore? What you mean, man? All that shit garbage. Well, hell, what you celebrating the 4th of July for then, Negro?
Because that's what they did. That's what you celebrated, their independence. They declared. They declared that the government that they was under was oppressing them and keeping them down, that they had the right by God and nature to do and be free and self-autonomous to govern themselves. So they put out a proclamation declaration on paper to the world and got their freedom. And yeah, they had to fight for it. That's why they had different wars. They had to fight for it, but they got their freedom. So what you think you're going to have to do, Negro? Okay, the same thing. So quit celebrating somebody else's stuff and do it for ourselves. That's what you got to do. You got to proclaim and declare. That's what the prophet Noble Drew Ali told us. And quit thinking you waiting for Jesus. Hell, Yahushua Ben came and coming again and still coming because it's the spirit. Who you waiting for? A body from 2,000 years ago? And if we was waiting on a body from 2,000 years ago, it'd be one that looked like blue eyes and blonde hair because that's the image that we worship. That's the God that we follow. We've been pimped out to the world talking about this our image. We is them boys. We is them people. You know how you know? Because they sell everything through us. But you know how you know it ain't ours? Because they pay us to do it. If it was ours, we'd be paying people to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Alhamdulillah to that. Yeah. So, shit, I just speak the truth. You feel me? If you don't want the truth, you got to go somewhere else. This is place the troop right here until they censor it and shut it down. I have to find another spot to go give it. By the way, follow me at BaySuleiman7 at TikTok and BaySuleiman on Instagram, too, because I give you some jewels and gems over there as well. All right? So 3 years later, okay, they said 1865, they abolished all this slavery shit. So, man, ain't no more Master Jack. I ain't calling you Master. Yeah, I mean, if you're lucky, if I don't call you cracker, excuse my language, hell, because you've been calling us, though, you would have hoped that I'm civilized and seasoned and trained enough that I could be, you know, good, a good Negro, not a token Negro, just be good and be civil, you feel me, and don't be disrespectful. Since I'm freeze now, I was freeze and I could go. Well, I was freeze and I could go. Well, I'm going to take this voice off now. Man, you better get your ass down. You better stand down before I tear your head off. That's what I'm going to tell them. Now I'm about to go handle my goddamn business and you stay out my damn way. I don't need your help no more. I don't need nothing from you. Yeah. And all them acres of mine that you took and all the acres that you raped and pilgrimage from all my ancestors that you call Indians around here, well, wasn't nothing but the black folks that's been here for 10 to 12,000 years prior to you even knowing we was over here, civilized up and down all the Mississippis and all the rivers in Virginia and on the Bay Area, all the stuff. Yeah, we the one dredged all them rivers. That's how you trap. Yeah, we was trapping. Yeah, let me go send my kin folks over here in Khalifa, named after the Moorish queen, Khalifa, California. Yeah, let me go trap down here through the Mississippi and hit over here across through the Colorado and slide over to the Yay area, man, and go get me some of this gold bullion and shit like that or whatever they growing on the land down here. And let me take my tributes of cars in the time, is boats. So me and my men and my guys, we on a mission. We fit to go down here with these boats for what we got from our side of the land. And we fit to come down here and go tribute to my cousin Shay. Let me go see my cousin Shay over here in his kingdom. So I'm going to go ride down here with my boats. It might take me 2 or 3 months to get down here with all the stuff that I got to trade with them and everything that I got to just bless my kinfolk with. I'm just going to bless them with something off the land, a percentage off the land anyway, because that's what we do. We kings. I'm going to give them that. Here you go, kinfolk, some of the spices, some of the herbs and stuff that I'm growing up here. Some of that tasty, all that for him. You feel me? And I'm going to go down there, and then he going to have something ready for me. I'm going to go down there and spend time with him, me and my guys, for however long, and he going to pack my train back up where I'm going to buy and trade what he got down there on the land to do that I don't got on the land, and he going to send me back with some of his spices and herbs, and that's how we was doing it. It's the same thing as commerce. They just didn't commercialize the codes and decodifying them. That's why you got to understand UCC and the United States codes and the Constitution and all this stuff, because it's based off our ancient principles. They see us over here balled out. They like, damn, these people, these the ones, the spear people, the ones that have the gold and silver and the copper and the diamonds and all that stuff on the spears, because that's what they was looking for. They was up here in the Northern Americas. You feel me? Up in kingdoms over here, up and down in Mississippi, the prophet taught us. You could go find all kinds of pyramids. Man, you know it's more pyramids in the northern hemisphere than anywhere? Yeah, North, Central, and South America, all up in this places. Yeah, they don't tell you all that. So 3 years later, they said, okay, man, these Negroes, they sleep. We didn't free them. 1865, ain't nobody proclaimed or declared, so guess what they did? Y'all ain't going to proclaim or declare? We going to make y'all citizens in. Yeah, we're going to make y'all citizens then. And by the way, you got to study the Dred Scott case, especially if you're in prison, because it's still a Supreme Court case. Study the Dred Scott case. This is going to tell you. Dred Scott case tell you, man, you can never be a citizen. So how you get made a citizen? Anybody else can't just come over here and be a citizen. They go check your pedigree. They go see if you a mutt. You got to be in the annals of history. They got to be able to pull your people up on paper because your name identify who you are, Chinese, Iranian, whatever, identify you to some landmass where you got a piece of this earth. But you don't have no landmass of the piece of earth. You haven't declared. So they said, okay, 14th Amendment, 1868, 3 years later. All persons born or naturalized, listen how they use the word, or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. Okay, I'm just going to stop right there. All persons. Okay, we all know what a person is. Because that's what they want you to think. They taught you that much. See, they gave you Webster's Dictionary. They gave you enough. They taught you enough for you to get by, but they never taught you their language because we don't know English. We don't speak real English, thou and they. We don't speak that. So you don't even know English. So you don't even know how the king's law has been put in order, just being placed on you to get out of it. You get out of the fire by knowing the fire, going through the fire, so you got to know it. Okay. So all persons, what is persons? Okay, well, Suleiman Bey, don't, you know, I know what a person is. We all know what a person is. Hell, a little five-year-old know what a person is. Hell, we all can say that, a human being. Hell, that's what people think. And after that, you go close the dictionary. That's what black people do. When you get fine, you think you know something, or you don't know something, you go look in the dictionary. As soon as you see the first definition, you close the dictionary. You don't study all the dictionaries. You haven't been taught how to study. You don't study all the definitions to see what else it ties to. You don't get an unabridged dictionary that's so damn thick you can't even hardly hold it, where it gives you all breakdown, chemical definitions and everything, the root of words, etymology. You got to go to the root of words because they be changing up stuff. Yeah, they got a lot of trichnology going on. So here go persons. This from Black Law Dictionary. I got a 7th edition. One is good for y'all if y'all order the 7th edition abridged. It got the Constitution already ended in the back. I mean, you can sling that thing, get yourself out of prison, get yourself out of situations in the street because you're going to hold them accountable. That's what you're going to do. You're going to hold them accountable by their law. That's all you got to do. If you're going to go into their laws and give it to them, back to them, that's when you cold. That's when you Johnny Cochran. That's when you cold, when you can go into their laws. But when you don't know, you just got to sit around and guess, and you got to pay other people and be at the mercy of the courts and other people who are working against you. So person, one, a human being. Well, hell, everybody know that. Hold on, let me get a little of this water because I'm cotton. I got cotton mouth. Okay. Person. One, a human being. Two, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties as a human being. Three, the living body of a human being. Okay, then it go down to artificial person. An artificial person says, right under that, it says an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Also termed fictitious person, juristic person, legal person, moral person, legal entity. You go down, they got disabled person, fictitious person, see artificial person. They got interested person, juristic person, legal person, moral person. They all say see artificial person. And then you come down to natural person. It says a human being. Okay, we know that. As distinguished from an artificial person created by law. I say it again. They play on language. Listen to it. There's semantics. Listen to the language. You got to study language, okay? It says a natural person is a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. In the U.S., everybody is assumed or presumed to be an artificial person, which is a U.S. citizen. Man, a U.S. citizen is artificial citizenship, man. People denounce or give up their citizen or get dual citizenship to come over here and do business on you. Man, get out of here. It just told you an artificial person is an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A real or imaginary who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. So you want a perfect example? You want to know how you got laughed at all the way to the bank? Want me to give it to you so you can see it real keen and clean and purely? The movie Ted. Yeah, the movie Ted and Ted 2 with the little black brown bear. Yeah, with the little brown bear who was talking shit, swallowing spit. Yeah, he was shaking his little saboinger. He was hitting the trees and everything. Yeah, he had his girl and everything. Yeah, Ted, we was laughing to the air, laughing. They laughed to the bank. But guess what he was talking about? 14th Amendment citizen. And every darkie, Every 14th Amendment citizen, every little darky, like the little bear, go have his day in court one day. You about to go see Massa. And Massa told old Ted, sit your ass down, Ted. You an artificial person. Man, you a crit. We gave you them rights. We could take them at a wheel. You ain't nothing, Jack. And send Ted out of there with his pee-pee tucked. He might as well have cut his little pee-pee off. His little shaboinger don't even work no more now. Yeah, he know it don't work no more now. His girl know it don't work. You've been faking the whole time. I've been faking on you. That's why he had to look at her like, damn, you've been faking on me the whole time, Margie. I'm just artificial. Yeah, you artificial person, but that's what it was. It was talking about it. So go back and look at them. Go back on your YouTube and go watch Ted and Ted 2 and see. They're talking about artificial person created by law and given certain rights. If you created by law and given rights, that means the creation of law can make you or break you, right? That's right. And that means they could give it to you or take it from you. So who are you waiting on? So you're not that person. So who are you? The next thing, coming back to who are you. So if you keep going by these, they got these tags coined. They got these labels coined. They got these Negro, Black, Colored, African American, White, Indian, Latino. These, all this stuff that they be using, they use this stuff to keep, because they have it coined. They have it copyrighted. So what do you have to do? You have to go in there and you have to refute the fraud. It just said you have to distinguish yourself from an artificial person created by law. How do you distinguish yourself? Man, I'm going to say this again. The prophet Noble Drew Ali told us, declare and proclaim. If y'all ain't never heard of the prophet, if y'all just see people that be faking, I'm going to tell you don't believe the hype. I'm going to tell you don't believe the hype. I gave him 14. I came home after 3 months, and I signed everything coming out the door. Man, reserving my rights without prejudice. Under threat, duress, and coercion. Man, I don't understand what this is. What, I got to pee? I got to do that? Man, under threat, duress, and coercion, y'all going to sign it. Man, all rights reserved, all prejudice. Man, I start thinking to myself, all what I knew. Said, shit, it's time to do what I know. Shit, I fuck off. Send them a notice. Put them on notice. Say, hey, challenge this. Let me see you challenge this. Who is you? Yeah, because I ain't gave you. See, you did your time. You did the crime, you did the time, and they let you out, and you agree, go sign papers and say, I agree to go do this, and I agree to go do that. Then you continue, and that's why they put the papers before you. Hell, if I did some my time, what I need to sign when I get out? I don't need to sign shit. All I need you to do is open the door. You take these clothes. I just need the door open. I don't owe you nothing. Not a paper signature, not a monetary, nothing if you did your time. I don't owe you a goddamn thing. But, oh, you agree to probation. You agree to go check in. You agree to this. You sign the contract again, putting yourself back in again. Instead of you don't understand about it, and you look at people that be doing that, man, what they do, and you laughing at more to it. What's the only difference with him and one that know it, that he just don't know. See, he ain't been in a situation where he been pulled over, and they take your mortgage ID and throw it away. And then they find other IDs, and they say that that's you because it has jurisdictional issues. And they say, oh, it's from the state of this, state of that. And they say that's you and take you down. But you got the right to do business as whoever you want to. Did y'all know that? Do you know you could set up your name as a business name? Because it is. You could do business in any name you want to. Your name is a business, Jack. It's been a business. But you took liability for it. You don't understand when you set up a business, it's set up so you don't take liability. It's a limited liability. But you took liability for it. That's why when they went to court, they had arraignment, they had to ask your name. Is the defendant here? State your name for the record. They want you to put it on the official record that you are who they say you are. Instead of you on the record, man, I'm trying to see who got a claim on me. Who are you for the record? What delegation authority do you have? Because if you have a business, you didn't kidnap me, you don't know who. If you got to ask me who I am and say, who are you? Y'all don't understand that. I don't understand what's going on here. What type of jurisdiction? What kind of who are you, sir? Ma'am? I need to get that for the record, and people don't understand that. Don't understand how deep that is. Yeah, let them throw you in jail for contempt. You have to go sit in contempt for 2 days, a week, 2 weeks, a month. Hell, then spend the rest of your life in prison. Hell, telling you don't know what's going on. Who is you, the person you looking for? The person you looking for? I'm a flesh and blood person sitting right here. I saw on the papers right there that the person you looking for was in all caps, and that's sure not me. That's sure not me. Now, if you didn't take it a little step further and you understand who you are and you didn't separate yourself from that entity, then you could represent that entity, X-Rail, X-Relation. Yeah, I'm Suliban Bay doing business as Javaris. Yeah. So I could do business how I want to. All kinds of ways. James Bond and them shows you have all them IDs. They go in the land. They go into the ground shoebox. They got green strap, money strap, and multiple IDs and passports. Man, you could be who you want to be to do business. You could get an assumed name. I gotta set all that stuff up for you. Go work your way right out of there without them knowing. You got to go foul shit with AO. You just start fouling little stuff. Start cleaning up little stuff. Correcting little records here. Correcting little social security stuff. Backing out of here. Backing out of there. Then you do your secure party patch, meaning you're secured. You secure that on the side over there. And people don't understand that. It's a reality there. But that's in the public. That's on the public side. That's a public entity. You can control that. But that ain't you. And I know I'm saying a mixed message to you, but that ain't you. Yeah, so I do business as who I want to. And you try to pull me up on that and try to say, oh, it's something there on that. And then I'm going to defend you and challenge you. I'm going to challenge your jurisdiction. Who are you? By what authority are you claiming? Because this is who I am. This is who behind me. So y'all got to understand that. So the 13th and 14th Amendment, those is what's crushing our people. Those is what's crushing our people to death, man, because you're getting imprisoned under that. Don't worry about what you did. Go back and look at all your arrest records. The people that's in prison, all the family, help them out. They need books. Yeah, they need books. They need Constitution. They need books. They need stuff pulled up. Go study the Articles of Federation. Pull up all your arrest records from the time of the so-called war and everything. Look on there. Look on there and see what it say your race was. If it say black, fraud, denationalization. Yeah, fraud, treason, all caps name. All caps name, denationalization, fraud. You got to go look, man. Y'all got to go look. It's a lot of stuff on there. Where my other papers at? See, we don't play that. We don't play that. Let me get these papers out.
Let me see where I just put them damn papers at so I can give you an example.
Okay, so here go a so-called arrest warrant or claim or whatever that they have. So they got on their warrant. And so that's unlawful. No injured party. No affidavit under penalty of perjury signed by Article 3 judge per United States Republic Constitution 1791. That's treason. Man, treason is punishable by death. Y'all didn't know that? They bound by the Constitution. They took an oath to that. You'll hear some of the officers when you go constitutional, they be like, hey, man, I ain't violent. I took an oath to that shit, man. A bond. They give you a bond. That's human trafficking. You give a person a bond. Hell, if you give a person a bond, you send a person guilty. That's a violation of due process that you got to pay to get out. Especially if a person is upstanding in the community. Hell, if you got properties, you got businesses, you got stuff like that going on, you affluent, and man, they ain't supposed to put no bond on you. You secure a party. They ain't supposed to put no bond on you if you got an affidavit for two people in the community or more. And they ain't supposed to give you no bond if you got four affidavits from people in the community. If you a secure party and they know that you've been in the community for over a year and you got properties and businesses. Well, people don't know that. But they putting a bond on you, that's saying you guilty. Hell, you don't even have a lawful warrant. It ain't you got a lawful signed warrant. And then they said, oh, the complainant is from, oh, the state of this. Let's say the state of California. That's a corporation. A corporation can't be a plaintiff. That there's no injured party signed under penalty of perjury. You can't injure the corporation. You could throw rocks and stones at it all day. So this was signed under arrest, coercion, threat. Yeah, natural person. Yeah, no matter what they saying. Same thing. You're going to find all caps name, evidence of identity theft. Treason, copyright violations, magistrate, signed by before a magistrate, non-Article 3 judge. See, this stuff, you got to sign and send this stuff to people, attorney generals, United Nations, International Criminal Court. Yeah, Interpol. Oh, y'all got life messed up. Yo, you didn't think it get that deep? Oh, yeah, that's where it go. All them type of people, UN, Switzerland, the Netherlands. Yeah, you just putting all kinds of people on notice, serving them, showing them what's going on in lower places. Because there's always somebody on high. Yeah, and you fill out this stuff. Yeah, and then you learn how to start putting liens on people because you got stuff in debt. Oh, it ain't my fault you didn't read the notice I gave you. Yeah, you pulled me over with private plates. You drive with private plates. I have the plates on my whip. That's right. It say private. You can pull me over if you want to and play a game, and you can take me down. I'm going to say ching-ching. Man, I'm going to say ching-ching in mind if you take me down because I'm secured, got the right to travel. I'm not driving, as you talking about, a motor vehicle. It's an automobile. it don't have a motor in it. It has an engine in it. And it's not a vehicle. It's an automobile or a personal conveyance. And you can run it all you want to. You ain't going, I'm going to cover the VNW. And VN is always covered. You can't see it. It's a private. And then they have violated and went and tried to check my VN. Did check my VN after you did unlawfully detain me without a lawful Fourth Amendment warrant. Remember, got to be Fourth Amendment warrant. Meaning got to be signed under penalty of perjury, inter party. Mm-hmm. The warrant from a lawful Article 3 judge. Now the district and then the magistrate and all this stuff. Been bamboozled, hoodwinked. Yeah, that's what Malcolm told us. We've been bamboozling and hoodwinked. So I can get you free. I know. That's what we're working on. But, man, they've been doing it. I've been doing other stuff. But that's what it, and then it's easy. It's all about bonds. You tied to a bond. You tied to these GSA bonds. Yeah, I got them all right here. All my clients been filling them out, getting ready. Because we're coming to get them. Secure parties. We coming to get them. We coming to get them. Get out of prison. Yeah, you got to have your birth certificate, all this stuff, all your docket numbers. You're going to need your social security number, your docket number, your court case number, the prison name, the warden address name, the person who serves power attorney. That's what they've been doing, sending me power attorney so I can work on their behalf. Then I put the package together for them, and then they let me work and proceed, and I get them chalupas like that, set them up a trust who is a person. That's a private person. And then I set them up an LLC, which is a public person for them to do business. Yeah, you can do business while you're working your way out. Yeah, it take no time. Shit, it's just a process. You feel me? You got to just put towards it instead of putting towards other shit. But messing with them people that's on food business, don't know nothing, ain't been nowhere, don't understand nothing. Shit, you got to mess with somebody to understand what your condition is and what you're going through and where you've been at. Shit, I prayed for the day to get on this other side that Pharaoh would let me go so I could come back and save my people until Pharaoh let my people go. So they got these bonds that's tied to the case, okay? They got the bid bond. The performance bond, the lien, the release. Listen to the names of these bonds now. They go to how you that they got on you. These are mortgage and lien judgments claim these bonds, right? See attachments, optional form 90. Y'all want to write this down. Optional form 90, release of lien on real property. Listen now, they got a lien on you. Optional form 91, release of personal property from escrow. That's how you get out of prison, when they release you from escrow and the escrow goes through on the bond. Standard form 25A, payment bond. Standard form 24, bid bond. Standard form 25, performance bond. See, these bonds, then they got optional, they got form 90, release of lien on real property. Okay, we already did that on escrow. So these are the bonds. They got affidavit of individual surety. They got to go with it. And if you're in the feds, that's the one to go with it, too. So it's different stuff you got to fill out, your name, the case, like I said, and other stuff we go fill out that we know why to get in and put in. And like I said, I send the templates in where you can see the example and where you're supposed to put in and what you're supposed to put in. It tells you exactly what to put in, where to put in, and then you get those back to us. And when you get those back to us, then we go to the processing them for you. But we want to put your other package in together. You are not a U.S. citizen. That's the biggest thing, that you're not a U.S. citizen. That's why you're there. You entered there because you entered the statutes and codes of the U.S. citizen laws, which is artificial persons. You got to claim that you're a natural person. So whether you want to be a Morris D. Sin or you just want to go about it in the other way, that's why I did the some people go on the Morris route. Some of the brothers, we do the, you know, they declaring their nationality and sending off their stuff, putting people on notice from behind the walls. They putting people on notice. Now, when I say that, I'm not saying they doing paperwork out here. They doing putting people on notice. They learning how to write for themselves. You don't need nobody to back you. You need to know who you are and know how to present what's supposed to be presented to people to make them move. That's all it's about. You got people in prisons, hell, that know how to write, hell, to make them people move and get out their way. And you got people who just don't know, and then they violate the people who just don't know. That's the law, and that's just how life goes. All right? So if you want to tap in, like I said, legalempowermentgroup101.com, you can tap in there. You can hit me at Bae Suleiman at Instagram. You can catch me there. You can also catch me at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. That's for the do-it-yourself e-books. I've got a platform over there. It's a nice staff over there to take care of business and handle business. We do work with the prisoners.
And we do, the Legal Empowerment Group do got them pamphlets in the prisons, man. LEG services, man. We do, man. We do got services in the penitentiary, man. So let me see where we say, will you follow us at on those? That's at Legal Empowerment Group, of course. Legal Empowerment Group 101. That's the Gmail address. So Legal Empowerment Group 101 at 101.com. Legal Empowerment Group 101.com is the website if you want to book a reservation, consultation or whatever. That's how you do there. Help us up out on the donations, man. Health.info. We got the chapters in California and Texas, man, with the trucks. Got the trucks. There's five trucks out there in the Bay Area, and there's one truck in Texas, and they do be moving, and they do be dropping off them goods. Yeah. Hakeem and them and the team, man, they be out there moving and grooving, man, with them trucks. Y'all got to support it, man. Health.info, support it, man. We get it to you, what you need. So we're trying to expand on that and do more things on that, and that's coming on soon. So Health.info, which is health for the word like healthcare, helping earth acquire life through humanity. So it's healthcare is the acronym. So it's h-e-a-l-t-h.info. That's for your donations one time, weekly, monthly. You can put it on autopilot or whatever it is. 100% tax deductible because it's a 501c3 tax deductible company. So any blessing you get, you can bless us, and we'll bless other people, man. We hit the hoods. And on top of that, a lot of the work that I do for you, we run it through that. So you can donate to my company. You can donate to the company, and then that's how we'll take care of your services. That means your services will be 100% tax deductible, and you guys teach you about how to do your 1099s and all kinds of stuff, man. We get you on the plane, teach you how to invest. Yeah. I came to the crib. I invested in Bitcoin when it was 10.5. Mm-hmm. I got on. I was behind. I got it with 10.5. But I at the same time, I invested in Ethereum when it was 4.45 a coin. Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah, because I seen it. I looked at it. I seen it. I'm good at graphs. I'm good at seeing stuff graphs. I invested in a whole bunch of other stocks that boomed up. Tesla and all kinds of different stuff from back since the time that I started on it. I got a nice portfolio. Yeah, nice portfolio. Crypto, stocks, and everything. Yeah, gold, silver, everything. Silver trust, gold trust, all that. Y'all could buy something for you from under $10,000 and send it to you in silver. You use the silver tip. Promise to pay. That's what you're passing around anyway with that monopoly money. I give you a silver certificate and send it to you. Be there within the time frame that we tell you the contract's in. If it's more than 10,000, I can give you a gold certificate from the trust estate. Give you a gold certificate guaranteed to go pay and be there, whatever percentage is going to be, send you the gold, copper, whatever, got all that. So y'all got to understand what's going on. So if you want some news you can use, man, you want to get to it, man, you want to really get that bag and chase some generational wealth, you want to really get out that situation, hook up, man. People been running for a long time. Man, the guys, y'all down there in the Bama, y'all keep listening in. We listening, man, but link in at me. Y'all know when the time is, link in and just link in with me. So that's what that's going to do. And let me get my board back up here. Let's see. They'll cut you out sometime. Let me make sure my board is up. Lee, where you at, baby? Okay, let me see, this thing popped up. Okay. Yeah, see, they didn't block me out. Okay, well, anyway, let me finish this up just in case we is rolling and I got a few minutes left. So make sure y'all tap in, like I said, Legal Empowerment Group. And also queenkitty.net for your feminine hygiene line. Don't forget to go to queenkitty.net, Tay Bay, and healthcare, her feminine products for the women, man, and the boys, the guys, look out for your gal, man, and get her some, man. They got all kinds of stuff on there. If you got an old school whip, they got something for that too. She got them agents up in there, them tightening agents up in there, so.